From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. White House advisors are not ruling out higher taxes for more Americans to pay for revamping the nation's health care system. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says sharply reducing the federal deficit is key to sustaining an economic turnaround. He said hard choices would have to be made about whether to raise taxes to offset those deficits. White House economic adviser Larry Summers later said on NBC's Meet the Press that Geithner was not paving the way for higher taxes, but at the same time said he couldn't rule out a tax on middle-class Americans to pay for the president's proposed health care overhaul.
We're going right at the deficit, but we're going at the issue that's measured in the hundreds of billions of dollars, which is federal health care.
Summers says it's too early to say how the nation will pay for revamping health care. During the campaign, then-candidate Obama vowed not to raise taxes for most Americans. Summers says he can't promise President Obama will stick to that pledge. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Administration officials, bolstered by the success of the government's Cash for Clunkers program last week, are urging the Senate to keep it going. Senators are widely expected to follow the House's lead in approving a $2 billion extension of the program, which allows people to trade in old cars for more fuel-efficient ones. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood told C-SPAN that he believes the current funding of $1 billion will be done by the end of today. An 18-year-long mystery over the fate of Navy Captain Michael Scott Spiker is over. Today, the military said it had found his remains in Iraq. Spiker was a first known American casualty of the 1991 Gulf War when his plane crashed in Iraq. A tip from an Iraqi citizen led to the discovery. Three American troops were killed in eastern Afghanistan today, one day after three others were killed in southern Afghanistan. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has more from Kabul.
NATO says militants killed the U.S. troops during a gunfight after their convoy struck a roadside bomb. Officials refused to say where in eastern Afghanistan the attack happened. Yesterday, the roadside bomb attack that killed three other American troops took place in Kandahar province in the south. Today's attack brings to nine the number of Western troops killed in the past 2 days. In July, 74 international troops were killed in Afghanistan, making it the deadliest month since 2001. The spike in violence this summer was expected, given the arrival of additional international troops here and the upcoming presidential elections, which the Taliban has vowed to disrupt. Roadside bombs are the militants' weapon of choice. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Indonesia will launch an intense search at dawn for a missing plane with 16 people on board. The Twin Otter aircraft lost contact with ground control today as it was passing over the mountainous Papua region. This is NPR News. In western Iraq, a car bomb near an outdoor market in Haditha killed at least 7 people and injured 20 today. The attack in a mainly Sunni area came within days of a spate of apparently coordinated bombings near Shiite mosques in the Iraqi capital. More than 30 people died in those attacks. Kyrgyzstan has allowed Russia to open a second military base in its territory, allowing Moscow's military to balance out the United States' presence in the Central Asian country. We have more details now from Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
The news comes after Kyrgyzstan allowed the U.S. to keep open its base at Manas. The base is vital to supplying U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Kyrgyzstan's president had ordered the base closed in February after receiving a pledge of $2 billion in loans and aid from Russia. Washington was able to keep the base open by renegotiating a contract with Kyrgyzstan's government and paying $180 million. Moscow has maintained that the U.S. presence in the Central Asian country goes against the Kremlin's interests. Russia and Kyrgyzstan have agreed to create a new base and keep it open for 49 years with a possible 25-year extension. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Today was supposed to be the finale of a country music festival in Canada, but the event's been cut short the day after an outdoor stage collapsed during a storm. One person was killed, dozens more were injured. Thousands of mourners in the Philippines waited for hours in Manila today to pay their final respects to former President Corazon Aquino, who died this weekend from cancer. She was 76. They filed past Aquino's remains today, many of them wearing yellow ribbons in honor of the pro-democratic leader. This is NPR News.